I bet you are wondering what this place is. Why can't you see anything? Why can't you move? Why you are naked? Most importantly, I bet you are wondering about the voice. The voice that's penetrating your mind. The voice that is wrapping around you right now. Who does it belong to? Well, if you don't know already, I'll tell you. I'm Miss Wendy, and I'm here to help you with your problem. You know what I'm talking about, right? I'm talking about your shyness, your insecurities. Oh yeah, I know everything about you, and I know how scared of intimacy you are. Scared of women, scared of a woman's touch, scared of their, well, our beauty. I know how you're always getting nervous when a woman is close to you, blushing. Even just thinking about a woman looking at you, really looking. Not that glance that glides over you, but deeply gazing directly at you. You have this constant battle of thoughts in your head, don't you? I know. Your mind keeps trying to convince you that being a virgin is not just your condition, it's your destiny. That voice keeps telling you that sex isn't something you need. But I have some news for that voice. That voice is a liar. It's just not true. I'm gonna tell you something. You can't see me, unfortunately for you, but I can see you very clearly. And if you haven't noticed, I've been slowly walking around you all the time. I've been looking at you, just you, as you stand there in the darkness. That's right, I've been checking you out, even before I decided to finally speak up And I have to say, seeing you all exposed and unable to move like that, it's quite a view. Seeing you like this is actually, well, it's turning me on. Yes, that means that my pussy is wet. And I know you won't believe me, but my pussy is wet because of you. Just you. Can you hear this? Believe me now. My pussy doesn't just get wet for no reason. I can see your face, and it is turning so red as you think about my words. Can you feel the heat in your face, pet? Well, I find it quite adorable. You have a woman telling you that you turn her on, and you just don't know how to handle your emotions, your physiological responses to my words, your thoughts pinging around like a lightning bug in a jar. Somewhere deep, deep inside of you, I bet you feel some pride, don't you? But at the same time, you think about what maybe going on in my head right now. You think about what I'm really thinking of you, and it makes you feel insecure, and you want to back off. You want to run away. You want to go back to lurking and hiding, don't you? I know. Be brave for me, darling. You probably also would not believe me completely that I'm being honest when I say you make my pussy wet. And you might even be thinking about what's going to happen in the next 5 or 10 seconds. Trying to anticipate what I'm going to say and what I might have you do. News flash, darling. That is way, way too many thoughts for this moment. It's unhealthy, you know. I highly recommend that you let loose sometimes. Otherwise, you may not be ready to go through all the things that I have planned for you today. See? You're already overthinking about what's to come. 10 scenarios at once, running around your brilliant mind. And my question is, why? Why are you analyzing everything so much? This is exactly what your problem is. You overthink things, don't you, darling? You let your brain build all kinds of stories. They tell of fears and insecurities and worst case scenarios, don't they? I bet you didn't even notice that my hand is now resting on your thigh. Did you notice my breath tickling your ear? You didn't notice me coming closer. Even though you can't move, even though there's a part of you that's pretty sure I can't see your body's reaction. You're right. I can't actually see you, can I? But I am sitting in my recording studio thinking about you. And this moment. And I know how nervous you are, pet. I would hear it in your heartbeat, wouldn't I? And you have no idea what to think about all of this, do you? That's okay. I'm going to tell you a secret. Okay, I'm going to invite you to not think about it at all. Listen to me and just feel my soft hands slowly exploring your gorgeous body. Your brain wants to tell me all the reasons you're not gorgeous, doesn't it? Don't think about that right now, because what if you're just my flavor? And if you question it, you are insulting my taste. Don't shit on my taste. Just feel. Feel me exploring you. I know you can enjoy it. Look at you. Can you tell I'm enjoying it too? I love the way you're built, baby. Yeah? You like it when I say that, don't you? When you're not overthinking, that is. Baby. What if I call you a good boy? You're such a good boy. Yeah. You know what? You're not just a good boy, are you? Oh, no. Nay, nay. You are my good boy, aren't you? Look at you getting all excited. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Yes, I'm talking about that beautiful and now also rock-hard cock of yours. picture me licking my lips as my eyes stare, taking it all in. Good, because that is what I'm doing. Right behind your ear. You want to turn around and look, don't you? You want to see me. Well, that's too bad, because I can make you hear it. Too bad you can't see me. But I took some of your senses away for a good reason. That's right. You heard me right, baby. Even if you could turn around and take a look at me, you really wouldn't be able to do that, because I took away your ability to see. This is your first time, after all. And I think if you could see me, it would be too much of a shock for you, because, well, let's just say I'm not the worst looking woman on the planet. Quite the opposite, actually. At least that's what people tell me when I'm out and about. I'll tell you what, since you can't see me, I'll sprinkle in some descriptions for you so that your mind can fill in the gaps. To start with, I am completely naked. That's right. Hold on. There. Feel my perfect tits as I'm pressing them up against your back right now. Tell me, how does that feel? Good? Yeah. I bet you want to push me away and maybe yell at me that you're not ready for such intimate contact. But I have something to say to you. Learn to accept my touch. Learn to accept my desire for you. Period. Believe me, all I want to do is bring you pleasure and confidence and a good time. You don't need to be afraid. I won't hurt you, and I am here to help. I promise. Doesn't my naked body pressed against yours feel so good if you let go of the anxiety and the questions? That's right, just focus on me behind you. I'm sure you can somewhat picture my fit body right now. The front of it, at least. That's right. Tell me, pet, does it make you want to use your hands? Does it make you want to touch me yourself with those hands? Not just hear me in your ear and feel me on your back. I'm sure you do, but I'm gonna give you something better to do with that. You know what I'm gonna do? You are a smart boy. How about you guess? Don't actually. You're probably thinking of 10 things already. And all I really want to do, all I want to do is suck the innocence out of you. Yeah. What was that? Is my good boy confused? I don't think so. I think you know exactly what I mean. You just don't want to believe that it's a possibility, do you? You don't want to risk hoping. You don't want to risk wanting. It's safer to reject it, isn't it? Well, believe what you want, but it's going to happen, baby. It's going to happen real soon, too, because I'm getting more and more hungry for you. And I can't wait much longer for your delicious cock to slide inside of it. That's right. I'm gonna swallow everything you got. No hesitation. I'm going to collect every single drop of cum that you have saved up for me for so long. I'll milk you so good. My mouth will take it all right out of your balls. Sucking. Making you moan. But first, I need to get the right position. What do you suppose that position is, pet? Well, it might seem like it's submissive at first, but it's not, because I'm taking what I want. And for that, I want to be on my knees, of course. Right in front of your hard cock. Having it bob in front of me as you twitch. Your cock looks even more tasty now that it's so close. And my eyes. I would ask if you're ready, but I think we already know the answer. So, nervous or not, how do they say it? Oh, that's right. Bon appetit. Mm. I knew you were gonna taste good. Nothing ever tastes sweeter than a virgin's cock. Mine. Tell me, how are you doing over here so far, I know. Enjoy it. Does it feel good? Or does it feel amazing? Don't be nervous. Just tell me. I simply want to make you feel good. That's why I'm here. Brace yourself. You're starting to leak. You can take it. Yes, I'm enjoying myself. Having you feel so full in my mouth. Feeling you twitch. Super fun for me. Be a good boy for me. And don't hold back. Yes. I want you to come in my mouth, of course. Feed me your cum, baby. I want to swallow on your whole load. You did so good. What a great meal. I don't want any of it to go to waste. You're such a good boy. Coming for me. In my mouth. Such a tasty snack. Thank you, baby. Kiss me. I need to go now, but best believe I'll be back for more. Consider this your therapy, and I don't think we're over yet. That was simply your first session. Mm.